as the Mishnah says, you avoid the or and break the Gemara, you know how you need it. The Gemara is going to dash in the pasuk. As the Ran on the Beis Amir Aleph brings a raya from this Gemara to the Chiddush of the Ran, the sheet of the Ran, the Greek is the Raisa. He learns it up in Rashi, but Rashi on Beis Amir Aleph says that the Greek of the Mishnah is Mishon Bal Yiro, Mashmetz of Chiyu Greek of the Raisa. He says, Chen is Mavu in the Gemara, because the Gemara is handling a prat in the Greek. And the Gemara is Milani Mili, and it brings a raya from a pasuk. The Tzarech Bir on the Ran. The Gemara is going to continue, and the Gemara is going to say it's a zecher ledavar, which means it's an asmachta ba'almahu. As how could the Ran bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara is Milani Mili, and it brings a pasuk that digas da raisa, or the Gemara is going to say it's an asmachta ba'almahu? Interestingly, in the Ran, later on in the Ran, he says that if you want to be matchitz, it's a smachta, you can't. But he doesn't explain why not. Oh. As l'chayr the kivun in the Ran is that if the din dika is daraisa, then you could ask on the prati dinam of the dika, where's the makkah from the pasuk? But if the whole din dika was derabanan, the Gemara would never ask on the Prate Dinim, where do you find it in the Torah? From the fact that the Gemara looked to find it in the Torah and the Prate Dinim, you see, must be the Iker Adin is the Raisa. As there are certain Gemaras that will say on a certain Din, it's a Din Darabanan, and there's an Asmachta. That's okay, that the Iker Adin is Darabanan. But if you're talking about a prat din halacha, one specific halacha in a din, to look for an asmachta for a specific halacha, that you won't do. So the fact that the Gemara is asking me non imili is mashma the ikab dik is the raisha, because we're looking for the prate dinin in a pasuk. Oh. As that's the sheet of the Ran and the Rabbeinu David in one mahalach, that the Gemara is handling in the Dim Dika Daraisa, and the Gemara is Minani Mili. Now, what about the Dim Dika Darabana? Shemi Yavar La'Aklai, after you do Bittel, over there do you have to do La'ar Aner Lefi the Shita? As Avada, Tignu Rabana and Kein Daraisa, we have the Klal and Shas, that whatever we're going to be Misakin Darabana, we'll always do Kein Daraisa, even if it's a Din in the Dika Daraisa, but Tignu Rabana and Kein Daraisa. However, the Rabbeinu David brings another pshat that is going on the Din Dika Derabon. Rav Asher wanted to be medayik the tour in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph that way. Because the tour in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph says Bdika is Derabonon, and Bdika Derabonon you do La Araner Shenemar Mitzia 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 Michipos Michipos Miner. He brings the Din of the Gemara. The Duyik in the Torah that he's learning, it's going on the Bdika Derabana. It's Tzarech Bir. You could learn it's going on the Dim Dika Deraisa. Why is he learning it's going on the Dim Dika Derabana? Now, you can get out of Rav Asher's Ha'ara, and you could say the Torah learns it's going also on the Dim Dika Deraisa, and also on the Dim Dika Derabana. But Rav Asher was Medayik that he only brings it down by the Dim Dika Derabana. Why does he only bring it down by the Dim Dika Derabanan? As the Rosh wanted to say, a mahalach. Rav Nochum we had seen was miyasid, a huge machlekes between the Rosh and the Tor, Lumas, the Ran, and Rashi in the Yesodos of Dika Daraisa. That Rashi and the Ran learned Dika Daraisa is Mishon Bal Yirah is Machayev Dika. Masha'en came Toysus and the Rush learn, I mean the Tor and the Rush learn that the Bdika Darais is al Bdikas Toiloyim, like the Makor Chayim in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph. And therefore, Rav Nochum wanted to say, that's why the Sugya before, the Gemara says, Aboidik Sarech Sheyavarech, wanted to have a Rizig Echidish, that Aboidik Sarech Sheyavarech, Lefi the Ran is going on Bdika Daraisa, because that's a Chiyav Daraisa. Abba, If you learn the Bdikas Bdikas Talayim, you wouldn't make a bracha on it. As must be, the Gemara is going on the Bdika Derabbanan, and Rav Nochum was Matayik, the Rosh on Zayin Amid Aleph says that the Gemara is going on Bdika Derabbanan. Because he asked, why are we making a bracha on Bdika Derabbanan? Let's make a bracha on Bir Daraisa. What do you mean there's a bracha on Bdika Daraisa too? It's my thing, he's learning the sugya is going on Derabbanan. He's learning the Diyak, oh, but that's the Diyak that they make with Nochum and Rav Asher. Nochum and Rav Asher continued, and that's pshat in the Gemara over here too. What are we going on? If we're talking about Bayiraz Machayev Dika, as then the Prati Dinim Shabai, you could have a din in the Torah. As Frank the Gemara Minayin La'aran there, it's going on the Dim Dika Daraisa. But if you'd learn the Din Dika Daraisa is Bedikas Tailayim, it's your Eitzah. It's not a Chiyav that the Torah was Mechayiv you. It's just your Eitzah not to come to be over an Iser, as you can never ask Minani Mili on your personal Eitzah not to be over an Iser. Minani Mili is on Chiyuvim of the Torah, not on your personal Eitzah. As a Meila, they learn it's going on Dika Derabon. Ad Kan Ner Mahana. Rav Asher wanted to add a Shena Kanesh. The Rambam only brings down the Din Bedika by Derabbana. He doesn't bring it down the Raisa. We want to point out, the Olam said there's another Girs in the Rambam, there's a chilik between Chometz Yadua, Chometz She'enu Yadua. Even if you the other Girs in the Rambam, Bedika is not the Raisa. Amistakel hated by Girsa Cheres Tire. Vinishvi, according to all Girsas in the Rambam, Valoindam hated, they'll see that the Rambam never brought down Bdika Daraisa. And the Noise Kalim Amidayik the Rambam, it doesn't bring down Bdika Daraisa. The Tur in Tof Lamed Aleph doesn't bring down Bdika Daraisa. As the Beis Yosef is Medayik, the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, the Torah, and the Rambam, that they hold is no Bdika Daraisa. The question is, two questions. The Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Medaraisa, if you don't do Bittul, Bdika is Daraisa. Ba'oi, the Torah in some in Tof Lamed Ches says Lehedya, when you don't do Bittul, Bdika is Daraisa. As why does the Torah and the Rambam only speak out Bdika Darabona? Why don't they speak out Bdika Daraisa when they bring down the Iker Abba? As the Rashi wanted to answer, Lefi this rate of Rav Nochum, you could say Yavar. The Torah in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph is going after we have a Locha that have Boydik Sarich Shiavatel. As being that there's a halacha of Haboidik Sarech Sheyavatel, they will never be a Chir Dika Daraisa. As a Mela Lamaisa La Halacha, when the Torah is writing a halacha sefer, as he brings down the Chir Dika is the Rabbanan. And the Rambam brings down the Chir Dika the Rabbanan. Because we hold Haboidik Sarech Sheyavatel, as he'll never come out of Chir. Va'oid Rav Asher was Maisiv. And if you're going to ask, but Lamaisa without Bittul, there is a din Bdika Daraisa. The Rambam will learn that is a din of Bdikas Talayim. That's not Allah in Shulchan Aruch. That's your Eitzah not to be over. As therefore the Rambam didn't bring it down. As that's their raid of this Hakira, this Mahalach, that there's a Machloikis, the Rosh, and the Ran, if Bdika is Daraisa, Mishon Bal Yirah, therefore the Ran holds, if you do Bdika, you're not over. If you there were chametz you missed, and the Rosh and the Tur are choylik. That's how they learned the machlokes on Vav Amid Beis. That's the machlokes in the sugya of Aboidik Sarech Sheyivarech on Zayin Amid Aleph, and that's the way he wanted to learn the machlokes on this Minani Vili on Zayin Amid Beis. If it's going on Bdika Daraisa and Derabbanan, that was the big shear of Nochum and Rav Asher in this. Machlekes Rishayim, the clearest that they made. Vinishvi, let's come back to the Guva Sugya. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do you know? Amar Reb Chisda, Lamanu Mitzia, Mi Mitzia, Mitzia Mi Chippus, V'Chippus Mi Chippus, Mi Neiris, V'Neiris Mi Ner. Mitzia, Mitzia, Yisiv, Shibis Yom Nisar, Lo Yimotzei, V'Bateichem, V'Tziv Hova, V'Yichavis, B'Godol Heichel, U'B'Kot, Kila. As there's a little bit Shaila in Pshat. It doesn't say Yimotzei, it says Lo Yimotzei. As you're learning out Yimotzei from Lo Yimotzei. B'chayri, you learn out Yimotzei from Yimotzei, not from Lo Yimotzei. It doesn't say Mitzi, it says Lo Yimotzei. That's the law. Okay, you can answer such shyness. I think these are Yalfusis, similar words. You know, they're similar words in the vocabulary. One has a loy, one doesn't. Not so terrible. That's how someone could answer. The Maisa, in Rashi, the question is much more sharper. Rashi says, what are we learning out? Mitzias chomitz agede chippus. Rashi divrei ha-maskil, mitzia mi-chippus. Rashi says, what are we learning out? We're learning out that mitzia is agede chippus. What does yimotze means? With chippus, you have to look after it. Mitzia is mit-chippus. What's mean mitzia is mit-chippus? Over there it says, lo yimotze. It doesn't say yimotze. As what's shot in Rashi. Rather, the Rach explains the Gemara differently. We're just connecting words. We find similar words. As we say, just like by this word, it says Mitzia, Chippus, as we cut and paste. We cut the Chippus, we put it by the word Mitzia. Thus is the word coding of the title. But Rashi is Meduyik Wataka learning out Mitzia. What's pshat? As Mashon, the second pshat, suggests a pshat. That what is pshat in the love of Lo Yimotzei? Pshat in the law of Lo Yimotzei means be Yimotzei Koidim Pesach and make sure you don't find it on Pesach. As the word of Rim Nochum on Beis Amid Aleph that Olam Tekan is a big Chiddush that Rim Nochum said Lo Yimotzei is Mechayiv be Yimotzei it Koidim Pesach was actually many years before the Marsha, one of the early Achroinim, said that is the Pshat. And not only that, he said, that's the pshat in the Gemara. We're learning out Mitzia from Mitzia. We're talking about Lo Yimotzei, because Lo Yimotzei means Yimotzei Koidim. Thus means Lo Yimotzei. So Nachum brought this Marsha as a big makar to his raid in Lo Yimotzei, that Lo Yimotzei is mechayev you to be Motzei Koidim. And we're learning out how to do the Mitzia. Okay. As that's the drasha, v'chibus min neiris, echabes es neiris es yushalayim, v'neiris min neir, desiv neir lukim, nishma sadam choybis kol chodrei boten. As first we bring it from Reb Chisda, and then we bring, we found the brisa, tonet vei Reb Yishmol, leile yudalit, boi kinis achomets lor aner, avod yishen raya ledover, zeichel ledover, and v'chule, the whole drasha. Zog Rashi, Zeicher L'Dover. Why is it a Zeicher L'Dover? Zog Rashi, V'raya Mamish Lesa, El Asmachta Be'alma. Why the Divrei Torah be Divrei Kabbalah? And you don't learn out Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. This is the Kiveges Mitzayin to Chagiga Daf Yud Amid Beis. Zok the Slach, there's a Gevaldik Yediyuk in Rashi. Rashi says, why is this an Asmachta B'Alma? Because Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo yofina. Divrei Kabbalah is Nevi'im B'Ksuv. Torah is Torah. Hamisha Chumshe Torah. He says the first part of the Drasha of Mitzia Michipus is Divrei Torah mi Divrei Torah. It's only the last part of the drasha of Neirois that's midivrei Kabbalah. As I was saying, it'll come out of Rashi, Arizi Yechidish. It'll come out of Rashi that there is a drasha midaraisa to do bdika because you learn out mitzia, mitzia, v'chippus, michippus. As we have a mokar from this Rashi to bdika daraisa because Rashi says the only chelik that's derabanan is the Divrei Kabbalah Shabbat. As the Smach is Yislach is very excited that he found the Makar to Bdika Daraisa. Like those Rishonim that learn Bdika Daraisa Lefi, Shitas Rashi. I'll say the Rishonim that don't learn like Rashi, Bal Yirah is Mechayiv Bdika Daraisa, they can learn the Gemara is going. It's, the reason why it's a Zeichel Adavar is because Bdika is the Rabbanon. Because obviously this can't be a real Drasha. Because if the whole Dim Bdika is the Rabbanon, obviously the Din of Aran Ner is the Rabbanon too. As according to the Rishonim that learn, it's going on Bdika Derabanan. That's the reason why it's a Zeichel Adavar. If the whole Dim Bdika is Derabanan, as Avada, this is not a real Drasha, because the Bdika is Derabanan. But this is a Makar. As in the Mir, they say over this Lach on Beis Amir Aleph, is a Makar to Rashi, the Bdika is Daraisa. It's Mamish Lefi. This Rashi comes out, you have a Sugi of Bdika Daraisa. The problem with the Slach is he was very creative, very Luish, but no Rishon says like him. Meaning, Rashi and the Ran, look, Rashi says, where's the Makar of Bdika Daraisa Bagira? Rashi doesn't bring this Pasuk of Mitzia, Mitzia, Mechipus, Mechipus. The Ran is actually stretching and looking very far to find where is Bdika Daraisa, is Bdika not Daraisa. The Ran spends many diyoy, he spills many ink of many lines of trying to find where in the world is Bdika Daraisa, and he doesn't bring this Gemara. He doesn't bring this Drasha. As the Slach found it, but the Rishonim didn't. The Tzarech Bia, L'chayr L'slach is right. The Reitayra Midivre Kabbalah Lo Yalfina. As one thing, klapi the Slach. The Slach, who says that the Drasha was given to be Dairish Chipus Emetziah? Drushas you don't make on your own. Drushas are, kifi what it was miskabel in Chazal, these kind of drushas. If this was given to teach you the Aran Ner, you can't decide on your own. Okay, it says Bdika, Chipos, and now it becomes a Drasha. Whatever Chazal was Makabal the Drasha, that's what it was. If it was Miskabal Klapi Aran Ner, and Klapi Aran Ner it's a Smachna, you can't say, okay, the last place we're going to cut out, that's the Smachna, and the rest is the Raisa. Mechitesi, you could do that. It's like there's someone that went on with a computer and he found all the similar words and he started to like make drushes. It doesn't work that way. You can't just find similar words and similar patterns and make your own drushes. Chazal have to have Kabbalahs, how you darshan it. Kabbalah was makabli klapi aran there. You don't darshan it for other people. The other way to get out of the slach is the Rishonim held you could say it's the Raisa Mishum Bal Yirah. But they could have brought the Slach's reason too. But that would only work for Rashi on Beis Amir Aleph. On the Ran that's muching and trying to find, it wouldn't work. The Ran Luchar is Luchach that he doesn't learn the Slach. Okay, Amilas is, there are those that say this Rashi is Bdika Daraisa. They found the whole new market of Bdika Daraisa in this Rashi. Yesh Lom. It's all the same. Rishonim didn't find it. They didn't find it till Yeshivas Mir in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And the Ran, he was looking, the Maram Chalavi, the Rabbeinu David, are all looking, and they didn't find it, even though they had this Rashi. A little, okay. Okay, this is the Rashi. Lemaisa, the Svarim, say very nicely the short divrei agadata in between. They say we learn out that you do it la'or haner because you learn it out from ner Hashem nismas adam. As they say, that's the yisoid of Dika, that it's telling you that chometz is keneged the yetzahara. Don't think you come into your house on erev Pesach and you throw out the chametz as you throw out the Yetzahara. No, you have to be choybis bechadrei beten. The Yetzahara is hiding in the choyren utstakim in your lathe. All the midos and all the taivis hagashmias and kesef are hiding in the choyren utstakim. So a person asks, how am I supposed to change myself? Ner Hashem nishmas adam. when you activate the koyach of the neshama with limud haTorah, with kiyum haMitzvos, and with his bainanus, as you could be choifes kol chadrei beten and get rid of all the crevices of chametz that are sitting in your heart. Okay. Very nice divrei hakata from the chidah and the shlach. Let's move on to the longness of the sugya. The Gemara continues. Tana Rabbana, ein boidkin, loy la'or hachama, loy la'or halavana, loy la'or havuka, ela la'or anem. Oh, actually, one nekuda on the sugya before. Freg de pnei Yeshua on Rashi, that Rashi says, divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah ninu. Freg de pnei Yeshua, the Gemara in Baba Kama on Beis Amit Beis, the Gemara says that if it's a gilui milsa ba'alma, as then you do learn divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah. You don't learn new halachas. L'mashal, if it says a halacha that a kohen is usher to marry a certain isha in divrei Kabbalah, as we say divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah lo yafim. But if all we're learning is a gilui milsa, how to do the Torah, as that you learn mi divrei Kabbalah, because it's just a gilui milsa. As Freg de Pnei Yeshua, over here it's a gilui milsa. The din daraisa is to be boided. We're just learning that a nice way of doing dika, a proper way of doing dika, is ba'or ha'ner. That's the best ner to do dika. If you're looking for something, how are you going to find it? Use a ar ha'ner. As l'chor, it's a gilui milsa. A gilui milsa, you don't say divrei Torah, the divrei Kabbalah, lo yafinan. And you see in Rashi, Rashi holds this is not a gilui milsa. This is learning halacha. Very interesting what the mamakim of the machlekes could be. We'll leave the ilam handle it and think about it. Very interesting machlekes. If this din of oran ner is a gilui milsa or it's a halacha. Okay. Tanu rabbono. Ein boitke. Loi la ora chama. V'loy la'or alvana, v'loy la'or avuka, ela la'or haner. Or hachama is moonlight. Bizman hazeh, we have chashmal. People don't realize the moon makes light. If there's no chashmal, there's no electricity around, as the moon makes light, as the shayla is, could you be baidik where the moon shines on your place? Or hachama. Or a levana and or a avuka. What's the difference between an avuka and a ner? As pashtis, an avuka is something that has more than one wick. It has many wicks. That's an avuka. A ner has one wick. Because that's pashtis the chiddush. Because you have to use or a ner, not or a avuka. By havdala, we use or a avuka. We have to use more than one wick. Although by ner, Pesach, we use one wick, a ner. Why? With Mesha or a ner, yofe levik. Aval pishen rai ledover, zeich ledover, shenemar, vechud. Hai or a chama hechidami. Which or a chama are we talking about that you can't be voided? E name of the chotzer, hama rava, chotzer ein etzvich of dika, with Mesha orvin mitzuyim shal. There are birds there that eat the chametz, as you don't have to be boidik your chatzah. Ela be'achsadra. Amarava sadra la'oira nidvekes. Nidvekes al sadra. As in this Gemara is mavur, you could be boidik la'alocha la'or hacham. Achsadra la'oira nidvekes. What is an achsadra? Aksadra is an open area that is accessible to sunlight. Like a patio, I guess you'd call it in English. It's an area that there's a lot of sun and there's no walls as the sun penetrates the room. As aksadra lo'ayra nidvekes. Zogdi gemara lo'itzvicha la'ruba. Debucheder. We're talking about when you want to use arachama, not in an open area. A porch that the sun gets the whole area because there's no walls. We're talking about where the sunlight penetrates into a room. Udehecha, ila bahadi aruba, if the sunlight shines directly through the window, hainu achsadra. Hello, let's start. We're talking about the sides of the room. So the area where the sunlight comes in, and like you see in your room, there's like in the shape of the window, you see a light right next to your window. In that area, you could do it. But on the sides, even though it's light because of the sun, but the sunlight is not directly shining on it, that you can't be bogged again. That's the Pirish HaMilim of the Gemara. Oh, before we come into the Iker HaLomnis, we'll say over Achidish. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. That which it says that you could check when the sunlight comes directly through the window and shines into the room, that's only talking about where there's no schuchis in the window. There's no glass in the window. It's an open window. If it's a closed window, you can't be boyed. And from this, the Brisker Rav wanted to buy an interesting chiddush le'inyan hilchis sukkah. There's a prima gadim that wants to don that you could make schach from glass. As someone asked the Brisker Rav, that how could you make schach from glass? The ikar of schach is to be a meitzel, to make shade. Glass doesn't make shade. As the Brisker Rav answered on the spot with this Magen Avraham. He says, what do you mean it doesn't make shade? Hare in b'dikas chometz, you can't be boidik with sunlight if there's glass by the light. As you see, obviously, if there's a glass there, there's less light. As you see, it's a meitzel. Chiddush, that level of shade is enough. That's what the Brisker Rav wanted to say.
Okay.
An interesting Brisker story. Okay. Let's go into the Iker HaSugya.
Rega,
we didn't get the flashlight.
There's glass in front of it.
Okay. Good question. We're going to see.
Wasn't he talking about a glass that was a cake? But glass nowadays is better.
The glass from the Mishnah Berurah's times, the glass of nowadays has changed. Who says?
Dishu.
Okay. He wants to say that Dishu says nowadays we have a clearer glass, and maybe they would be made with our clear glass. Could be? Okay. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe on expensive houses, but I really feel like normal glass that we have, I don't see it as like massively better, but maybe. Okay. As what's mavur in this Gemara? It's mavur in the Gemara. You could be baidik ba'ar ha'avuka. Ba'ar ha'shemis, excuse me. Mitzarek beer. We just learned that you have to be baidik ba'ar haner. We have an asmachta, you have to be boidik ba'ar haner, because ar haner is yafal abdika. As how you be boidik with the ar hashemesh. The ar hashemesh is not the ar of a ner, and you have to use ner. Shemesh is not ner. Rashi is a very strong question. Not only that, Rashi makes it 40 times shrek. Why? Because you go back to Rashi on Dalet Amud. Rashi on Dalet Amis asks, why are we boidik b'layla? We should be boidik b'yoyim, like orachama. It's very light in the houses by day. We should be boidik by day. So Rashi, because the Gemara says you have to be boidik by or haner. And daylight is not or haner. Fred the Pnei Yeshua, Vazot Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over here said it's an asmachta b'yalma. As how could Rashi say it's a reason? The Chayra Mavur in Rashi, even though it's an Asmachta Ba'alma, but you still learn halachas from an Asmachta. Ubir Adava. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Dav Tezayin. It's a very important Mamakum. Every yeshiva bacha has to have this in his back pocket all the time. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah on Dav Tezayin says Asmachna doesn't mean that's not what the pasuk means, but we just stuck it there, even though it doesn't belong there. It's not a chassidish Jewish. It doesn't mean like kilo, we stuck it in because it sounds like it. Asmachta means that when Hashem wrote it, he meant you should read the pasuk and learn out the din d'rabbanan. Hashem didn't write it lehedya because Hashem didn't want it to be a din d'araisa. He wanted it to be a din d'rabbanan. As he wrote a remez in the Torah that you should learn out a din d'rabbanan. And over here we see even in the Vim and Ksuvim, even in Divrei Kabbalah, Hashem is meramez halachas for the rabbanan to darshan it out. As Ramela zot Rashi, even though it's in a smachta, you could learn out Allah. Okay. As thus is the answer to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. How could Rashi learn out Allah? It's a smachta. No, you learn out halachas from a smachta. But now let's come back to our Gemara. How could Rashi say that? The Gemara says, Lehedya, you can be boidik in arachsadja by aracham. However, if you learn the Gemara well, bimkaimai, the answer is so obvious. It's mavur in the Gemara itself. The Kasha never starts. Why? Because the Gemara says you can only be baidik by the window. You can't be baidik by the sides. Now, if you were in a house during the day, the sides are pretty light too. That's called arachama. But it's not a direct arachama. As there's two levels. There's or hayoim and or hachama. That which the Gemara is saying you could be baidik is not by or hayoim. Or Hayoim is not a bright enough of a light to be baidik. It's not a good lighting. Where did the Gemara say you could be baidik? You could only be baidik by Or HaChama Mamish, when the sun is shining directly through the window or in the Achsadra, it's Mamish sunlight. It's Mamish bright. That's a very strong light. As in Kinim Advarim, when we saw the Rashi and the Gemara, it comes out Gavaldic. Rashi's talking about one thing, the Gemara is talking about another thing. Rashi's talking Ar Hayoim. Zat Rashi is the Asmachta. You need the level of light of Ar Haner. Daylight in the side of a room is not as bright as Ar Haner. We learned the Gemara. The Gemara says you could do it arachama. It's talking about where the sun is shining directly. On that, what do we say? B'chlal masayimane. Not only is it as good as araner, b'chlal masayimane. It's actually a much better lighting, and you could see much more than araner. When the sun is shining brighter, it's zifer, you could see much better than Ar Haner. As there is an asmachta of Ar Haner, but Ar Haner doesn't mean you need wax and a psila, what's that thing? How do you say it in English? A wick. You need wax and wick. That's not what Ar Haner means. Ar Haner means you need a percentage of light. Bisman Hazeh, I have a mashal to bring it out. On your phone and on your computers, it asks you how bright does you want your screen to be. Or you can put it on 20, 80, 100. Or on there means you have to have 80% brightness. Or hayoim on the side of a room is 30% brightness. Or a chama is 100. Chlamas ayim on there. As if or on there works, as or a chama. Let's go to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Or Avuka. Why can't we use Or Avuka? Frag the Gemara. Or Avuka is a great light. Zog the Gemara. How do you know Or Avuka is very bright? Zog the Gemara. Avuka loy. Bama Rava. May dichsev and noy gekartia karnaim yodor loy. Visham chevyanuza. Loma tzadikim kaima bifne ashina kinair bifne avuka. As the Gemara brings, you see a rhyme from a pasuk. Avuka is more of a ar than a nair. You should be able to use an avuka. It's arich bier. We have an asmachta. Or a nair. Avuka is not nair. What are you bringing me? The Teretz is hey advarim. Das reg the Gemara. Or aner doesn't mean you need a physical piece of wax with a physical piece of wick in it. It means you need a certain amount of lighting. As reg the Gemara, avuka is not aner. Avuka is B'chlamasayim mane nasfei the Gemara. Hey, Bazei, after we learn the Gemara, as now will come, could you do the bedika with a flashlight? Zokrev Moshe Feinstein, Zokrev Eliyashiv, Zokrev Aaron Kotler, that you could zicha do a bedika with a flashlight, because a flashlight does, and Rav Moshe said in certain places you can't be baidik as well, as you should specifically use a flashlight. If you want to go under a bed, like you're going to stand with the ner, and the bed's a long bed, especially those American big ones, yeah, those long mattresses, where are you going to get there under a araner? You're going to go underneath. Maybe you guys are 18, it's a little bit easier for you to crawl under those beds. How are you going to get under the bed? You take a flashlight, you go, and you could check it out much better. There's certain places where the aura of a flashlight is much more practical. Void, what are you going to say? That, but it's not a ner. Boker tov, good morning, you learned the sugya? You don't need Ar HaNer. You need the brightness that is the level of a ner, but Ar of the Chama works, and Ar of the Ay. So now, L'maisa, R'maisha said, being that the minig was for years, and it's an asmachta, you should start off with the Ar HaNer to be Yitzel. But if you need to use a flashlight, you could take a flashlight as you continue in the There's one Paisik which is Chaylik and Nebrak, the Nissin Kareth. So Shlomo Zalman was also said you should start with it, you should only use it with the Evet. But the Nissin Kareth was much sharper. He said you are not Yoitzin with a flashlight, because Chazal made a takana of Or Aner. Even though Chazal made the takana Or Aner because a flashlight didn't exist in the times of Chazal. But once Chazal make takanas, finished. So, as a Mela, you can't use a R of a flashlight. As a Bnei Brak, if you use flashlights, forget it. They're going to scream at you. It's not going to go. You can't use flashlights. Thus is the Maisa with Tiny. Even in the takan of Chazal, there was leeway. There were places, your iris, that you could. But those were all iris that existed in the times of Chazal. That's a big finish. Okay, we see Kamak Daily Paiskin, that held not the Yashir and the Moshe held that you could use flashlights. Especially for older people, it's much more practical in different areas and vicinities to use them. Okay. Toif. Because that's the raya that you don't mamish have to use our hand there. Okay. That's the Gemara. And it's also the pshad in what Arachama means. Arachama means only the sunlight where it's directly shining on. Okay. Frag the Gemara. Vavuka loy. You see in the pasuk, Aravuka is bigger than Araner. So one time saw in an Achron, I believe it was the Tyrus Chaim, they did not have it to check, that he asked the obvious question on the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk that Ar Avuka is bigger than Ar HaNer. It's a metzias. Anyone who looks, he looks at an Abdallah candle and he looks at a ner that you use for Ner Shabbos with one wick. Obviously, if you got more than one wick, there's going to be more light. As what do you have to bring a raya from a pasuk for? That's what he is on the Gemara. Markil brings a raya from a posik. Ar Avuka is more than Ar HaNer. Well, you have to bring a raya from a posik. It's obvious. That is the mitzvah. As they say over from the Brisker Rav, on a different shaila in Gittin Dab Zayin, they ask the Brisker Rav the shaila, and the Brisker Rav is Tkased Govaldika Hapad. He said, the Gemara is coming to teach you every mitzvah is Mekoyre Betayra. Istakal Bar Raisa Ubara Alma. As you know why the Metzias is that way? Because the Torah says it. As whenever you're bringing, you bring from the Shayrish, you bring from the Ikka Makar. This is the Torah. Wow. Yeah. Interesting shot. So you should be able to use that book. It's better than that. As we one time had mentioned the Chayyada, but it's good when you learn the Sugya one more time. Frek the Chayy Adam, when you're Boydik in Chayrin Ustakin, what are you being Boydik for? Chayrin Ustakin, Lechayra, are small pieces of Chametz. As Lechayra over here, you see, you have a Chayyab Dika in less than a Kezayas. Shaita, we said, even the Chayyadam only said less than a Kezayas. But Pirurim Mamish you don't see from here. I mean, that's his Raya. In the Maisa, we saw that there are many Rishonim and Apulele Achreinim that learn differently, that there is no Chayyavis Bika on Pachas Mikizayas, as they learn Chayyarin and Stakin by Itzachas Kizayas. As Shmuel Min said over from his father, that his father, when he was in Bris, when they made the new building, as Rabbi Avraham Yeshua asked him to be Boydik the new building of Bris for Pesach, he told him that when you're doing Dika, only four Kazes you do Dika. As he was verified what we said over from the Birchas Avram, he said over his father, Mamish, Maisa B'Payah. He told him only Dika for Kazes. Okay, now this is the marker of the Chayyadam in Dika Pachas and Kazes. This Gemara. Rav Zvirama, Zeru Lefana, Zeru Le'Avra, Papa, Mahai Boyes, Mahai Loi Boyes, Ravina, Hai Moshech Nura, Mahai Nifkeket Tufay. The light is not good. The Paiskim Dan. Is there a Nafkamina between the Tamim or not? The Rush brings down a Chelik of the Tamim and not the other Tamim. Why? Mashmah, there's a Nafkamina between the Tamim. As the Bach and the Magen Avraham want to say, the nafkamina is it ma'akiv, an avuka? If you use an avuka, you warrant yoytzer into stika or not? Some of the tamim are ma'akiv, and some of the tamim are lechatchila different preferences. The Taz wants to be daik, or an er, yofe rudika. Yofe is mashma lechatchila. Yeshlon, dikduk is not mucha. The ma'isa, the Mishnah Brura Paskins, like the Magen Avraham, that avuka is ma'akib, because you're not going to do a proper bidika. That's the sugya of Araner Mahamasasa. As we have one more thing to handle. When you're voiding Araner, the Yerushalmi asks, that over here we're handling that you're boidik ba'or hachama. Frek the Yerushalmi, where are we talking about that you're boidik by day? The first Mishnah says you're boidkin ba'layla. As where do you ever have a chetimsa that you're boidik ba'or hachama? There's no chama during the night, and the Mishnah says you're boidik ba'layla. Thus frek the Yerushalmi on the Gemara. And with the Yerushalmi, we're talking about someone who didn't be boydik on Lev Yadalit. He was an oinis. Something happened. You couldn't be boydik on Lev Yadalit. When you're boydik on Yadalit, beyond, could you be boydik for Aram? Zog the Rishonim. This Yerushalmi is Meduyik. You can't be boydik beyond Yadalit. The Yerushalmi doesn't answer. It's talking about where you're makdimit and you do it on Yoyim Yud Gimel. The Pnei Yeshua says Rashi is meduyik. It's talking about beyond Yud Gimel, because Rashi loyren nidvekes vein tzarich lahavi or haner ba laila elaboyit koy bayon. He learns ba laila means like the lashon asid. You don't have to wait to do it ba'or haner ba'lel yudalit, but you could do it ba'or hayoyim beyud gimel. It's a machlekes rishayim if you could do it on yoyim yud gimel before bayoyim. The Rishonim that learn you can is because you're supposed to do it b'shashet ne'adam mitzuyim b'vateyam, which is the night. You have to know how Rashi answers. Oh, okay, so that's one. The other nekuda is when I got married, as an art house, we always did bdika without, we left the lights on. We did bdika. The first year I was married, I went to my father-in-law's house and he turned off the lights. And he did bdika. As first of all, you always have to be a good son-in-law. You keep your mouth closed. You see something, you don't understand it, you keep your mouth closed. As the first year, I didn't say anything. I'm shocked. I didn't say anything. So I went to look into the Indian. Okay. Fine. Afterwards, I asked him, where does it come from? What's the Indian? We'll speak about it. Okay. Where is the mucker for the living? So first, we want to say that Lemaisa, Ramesha Feinstein, that's where we got our meaning from. Ramesha Feinstein did not close the lights. He left the lights open. Rebbe Yashiv left his lights open. The Chazon Ish left his lights open when he did it. The Shevet HaLevi writes, it's odif to leave your life open when you do. So somebody who says everyone closes their lights, I mean the everyone who counts to me, Yashiv or Moshe, they're my everyone. They all leave the lights. So Olam's looking at me like I'm nuts. Okay. Where does it come from to close the lights? As my Shver learned in YU, and a lot of his minhagim come from J.B. Soloveitchik or Yeshiver Soloveitchik, whoever you want to refer to him. That's the way they call him. We'll call him in the Yeshiva Shalei, Rav Yeshiver. That's usually where these things happen. But this one, I couldn't get out of it. Until today, on my way to Shir, I figured I would ask an Israeli younger man, one of the Reish Chaburas in the Chabura where I prepare Shir. I asked him, as he told me like this, Mamash Siyata Dishmaya. Finally got to the bottom of it, this on the way to Shir. He told me, my Seda, he used to close the light and do it. But when we came to Eretz Yisrael in Bnei Brak, they leave the lights on. Everyone left the lights on, the Shevet HaLevi. As we started to, we leave the lights on. So yes, so who is your grandfather? He tells him, who's Soloveitchik? Oh, got it. The Briskers close the lights. I mean, Ramesha Soloveitchik. Now you have to ask your father, what did he tell him to do? Close the lights or open the lights when he collect the Yeshiva, okay? That's the next question you're going to ask your father. Okay. But those Soloveitchik, Ramesha Soloveitchik, close the lights. Okay. Now, why does a lot of America do that way? So I have two nekudos. Instead of looking for Mishnah Brura, Bisman Hazeh, a lot of people, I ask them, who's your Rav? They tell me, my Rav is Rav Google. I say, where does he live? On the computer. Rav Google is from YU. As if you Google the question on YU, it's going to tell you to close the lights. Now I know why a lot of people do it. Oh, no, you don't buy it, because your family did it in Europe. Okay, good. Maybe. Okay. What is the back and forth? Okay. Where's the back and forth? Should you or shouldn't you? What do they claim? Okay, so let's go to a Rashi. What do they claim? Shagibatira Mayahani. If the electric lights are on and I take a Araner, as then Shagibatira Mayahani, the Araner is not working at all. It's like the Rishonim say, when the sun is shining bright on the area, if you take a Araner, it's misandri. As Wadin, the electric lights. Nechtigitug. Yeah. If you look at the Metzias, you could have the R of the lights on in your house when you're checking with the R on there, you zichah see better. It's not Metziuti. It's not Emes. Metzias is, the Gemara is, the Rishonim say, Sha'aga B'tira Ayahani, when the bright sunlight is shining on a place. Not Or HaYoyim, bright sunlight is shining on a place. You go with, in your Achsadra, you go with the Or HaShemesh is burning down, Israeli sun, and they're like, it's not. Over there, Sha'aga B'tira Ayahani. But in a place on the side, Zichur, it works. Yeah. Number two, they say another. They say like this. Rashi, Divri Amasa, Orane Yofel of Dikon, Dalit Omen Aleph. Rashi says, Belaila. Orane is Yofel of Dikon, Belaila. I will be Yoim, Makshe. If you use Orane, be Yoim, it's Makshe. As they decided when you're turning on the lights, you're making it Yoim. As Or HaNer is Makshir. If you have, what is, how do you read Rashi? If it's dark, Or HaNer is Meir. But if it's light, Or HaNer is Makshir. Okay. The only massive problem with this is the Makar of Rashi is Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, when you use Or HaNer by day, it is Makshir. Zog the Yushalmi. Even if you're in a dark cave, Mamish, the darkest cave in Gaza, it's pitch black, and you use Or HaNer B'Yoyim, Or HaNer is Makshir. It doesn't shine as bright. Why? Because the Metzias is by day, Or HaNer is not Meir. Oh, but you see clearly in the Yerushalmi is going, even when you're in a cave and it's dark, but by day it doesn't. It's not light and darkness, by day the Or HaNer doesn't work. And the Alamda should be Yerushalmi. That'll be science, but it's not Negeya. But you see clearly in the Yerushalmi, it's not totally in light and dark. Kibin Jikain, it's Halacha Shaloi Musker Ba'Poiskim to close the light. Yesh lefafik where the milling is. As I went over to someone who is a very big risker, I said, where? He told me the Rashi, he told him the Yushalmi. He told me that Shaga B'tira Mayahani. I told him that's only going by sunlight. You see in the Gemara, direct sunlight is a whole different level. You can't bring from there. I told him, Rav Moshe, Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Bechule. He told me, stop hacking me a chaynik. I'm doing it. Do it. This is what I do. Okay. He said, could you please tell me where the mucker is? Where did you get it? This is the way I understood Chazal. Okay. It's chiddush. Okay. Now, anyone who does it, and you do in your Makai and your Mini, Chas v'shalom, are we being Mo'ayr and being Mafatik? Just come home. Yes. Where does it come from? Why do you? You got it from your dad? Okay. Yes, your dad. Where did you get it from? From Zaidi? Go ahead, Zaidi. Where did you get it from? If it's Google, you get it. If it's not, if it's because I saw the neighbors doing it, you get it. If it's because they saw the Alta Zaidi, then it's a family mistake. Nowadays, it became very popular to have kumras, everyone's doing what the other one's doing. You have to know where the makar came. And if there's a mechubadig, a makar, a rab, yismach mo'ayit be bar, but the right place came hold not that. Okay, a little bit of ara. The top is a keyword, everyone means to do right. The question is, what's really right? We say the Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we're starting the sugya on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. The next Gemara is an Agadita Gemara. It's a little bit also of Mokum Shem Atnissim than Agadita. Because we want to get into a very heavy sugya. We say this is the sugya of Chulda. We want to do the later sugya, Tzidika. So we're going to start Be'ez Hashem, the Mishnah on that test. The big sugya of Chulda, the Mokzimidei Tadadai, the Shashem Chulda, the Kola Misasim, Dika, the Safik Niskin, the Be'ez Hashem. Let's start the Ibrahim Studios.